Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. This week we were talking about nutritional supplements, and on today's show, Penny will discuss the importance of oils and fats in our diet. And Penny, we hear so much in the news about oils and fats that, you know, mostly they're bad for us, but in actuality, the truth is not all fats are created equal. So give us a lowdown on oils and fats and why they're important to our bodies.
We cannot make the essential fatty acids, and our body needs them for everything that happens. I tell people it's kind of like putting oil in a car. The oil lubricates all different types of parts within the car, and I don't even understand all of that real well. But in the body, I do. I mean, it what it lubricates is like your joints. It lubricates your hair, your skin, your organs. We need the essential fatty acids. And we can't get it out of our food. Our body doesn't make it. So most of the time, the only way that you're going to get a pure form is if you supplement.
And so what are some of the ways that we can, when you talk about essential fatty acids, I'm going to tell you, I'm drawing a blank. I'm like, okay, great, you've convinced me I need it because I want my joints to be lubricated, but what is that? If I'm looking at the grocery store shelf, or if I'm looking at the nutritional supplement shelf, what am I supposed to look for?
Well, you look for things like salmon. In the salmon, you get your essential fatty acids, omega-3s, and any kind of a fatty fish. That is where you're going to get it. But you got to be really careful because there's so much mercury in our fish that's harvested now that you can actually get mercury poison from eating too much of it. They recommend that you don't eat any more than one fish dinner or one fish serving a week in order to protect yourself. As a matter of fact, there was some pregnant ladies in San Francisco that thought they were doing so well for their own unborn babies, and they were eating fish all the time, frequently, three times a week. And what happened is their babies ended up being born with different kinds of deficiencies, and they traced it back to the fish, the mercury in the fish. So you do have to be very careful about not eating too much. You can buy fish if you go online and look for fish and have them mail it to you. You can actually buy fish that is guaranteed not to be contaminated. So that's important. Now, your essential fatty acids, 6, we generally get too much of them. Those are your polyunsaturated fats, and they're important because it is proving that they are, if you get enough of these, you can lower your heart disease, type 2 diabetes, age-related brain decline. All of these things have been linked to deficiencies in the right types. Again, you want to look for certain types. Things like olive oil, coconut oil, nuts and berries. All of those are good sources. There's other sources that you get that are not so good for you. Some of the ones that you get from meats are not real good for you.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's say I'm not a fan of salmon, although personally I am a fan of salmon. I especially like a poached salmon, but that's just me. Or even a salmon sushi is very nice. But let's say I'm not a fan of fish, and you've just told me the one thing that I can eat that could help me. I'm like thinking, okay, I'm going to be low in omega-3s. Are there supplements that kind of tie into this?
There are. Some of the other food items would be flaxseed and walnuts. But in most cases, people cannot get enough out of their food. so they need to supplement. And you, again, you've got to be careful with the supplements that you take, because they are harvested from fish as a general rule, and if that fish that they're harvested from has been contaminated with mercury or metal poisoning, then you're going to get it. So there's even been some supplements that, they've pulled off of the shelf for that reason. And so you've got to be very careful. And, of course, my choice has always been the USANA products, because their omega product, which is called Biomega, is definitely pure, because, or they wouldn't have it. USANA goes through a quarantine when they have raw material that comes in that they're going to make their vitamins out of. They actually quarantine it. They not only screen it, but then they quarantine it for 30 days, and then they screen it again. And they've been known to turn their products away. Actually, there's a story that one shipment that they got in, they always stamp it that it's been rejected, and they send it back out to the manufacturer or the people that they bought it from. And then within about a month, 6 weeks, they got the same amount back because it came from a different source, because they sell it among each other. So it's really important. I mean, that one key right there tells you how careful USANA is about the products that they are giving us. They are tested several times before they're actually sold to the consumer. So their Biomega is something that you can trust, that it's not going to be contaminated with mercury or heavy metals.
Well, that is good. That is good. What are some of the other ways that we can get this into our diet? So we're looking at things like the omega-6s that have like olive oil and coconut oil, nuts and berries. And then if we're looking at omega-3s, we're looking at things like salmon, but we want to be careful about minimizing the amount of mercury that we ingest into our body. So we got to limit that to no more than once a week, unless we go through an online fish source that guarantees a mercury-free product. Then we can go through supplementation. I mean, is this, I'm guessing that we need omegas daily, so the fish, doing the salmon once a week, doesn't probably meet all of our needs. And so what would you recommend if we looked at a week, in a week, how would you recommend that we get our what we need from omega-3s and omega-6s, knowing that one of those days we're going to get what we need from omega-3s and salmon, and then there's other days where we might get it from flaxseed and walnuts? I mean, can you give us a might look like to make sure that we get all of the omega-3s and omega-6s that our body is looking for, that our individual cells require?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust that I'm going to get what I need out of the food that I eat. I eat and try to eat to make sure that I am getting enough macronutrients. But the micronutrients that my body needs, I don't trust them to the food. I just can't get it out of the food, and I know how important it is. Yeah, so supplementation is the key to having a peace of mind that you're getting what you need on a daily basis, and you don't have to worry about contamination. You don't have to worry about, did I eat enough fish? Did I eat enough nuts? Did I eat enough flaxseed? You know, how can I add flaxseed or chia seed into my diet enough that my body is satisfied. And they're finding out through research, depending on what people have, what their diseases are, what their health challenges are, they're finding out that mega doses of these essential fatty acids is key to keeping you healthy. They're linking it through the research, and this is not me talking, and this is not about the USANA product, but what the research is showing is that having enough of the essential fatty acids is helping people to prevent heart disease, strokes, diabetes, nerve, making sure that people have healthy nerve activity. It improves the vitamin absorption. If you take the best vitamins in the world, but your body didn't absorb it, you're not getting anywhere. So you need to make sure that your body has the tools that it needs to be able to absorb those vitamins, whether they're from food or whether they're from supplements. It helps to maintain your immune system. You know, why are people getting sick so much? They get sick because they have a poor immune system. And I tell people all the time that I run into in the store with colds and things like that, build up your immune system. The first question is, how do you do that? There's lots of ways that you can do that. Vitamin C, proflavanol, which is grapeseed extract. You can take a tablespoon of honey on a daily basis. It's got to be local honey. It's got to be pure honey. But a tablespoon of honey will actually help build up your immune system. And something else that the fatty acids do that they probably didn't realize until recent research is it promotes cell development. So it works on a cellular level. There's a story of some miners that were trapped in a mine, and all but one perished in the mine. And when the one miner that survived got out, he was basically had no brain left. He was vegetable. And they started feeding him essential fatty acids. And I don't know what form they fed him these essential fatty acids. I'm assuming that they gave them to him through an IV because he was comatose. And the man got well. Now, did the essential fatty acids make him well? I don't know. The doctors seem to think it did, but I have no idea. You know, but there are so many things that ail us that they're finding out that if we get the right amount of the essential fatty acids, then our body has the ability to heal itself, and that's what it's doing. But these fatty acids, we don't make them. We've got to supplement them.
Well, you know, I like how you're that story, and just really what you're saying is that none of these things are a cure, but all it's doing is giving our body exactly what it needs to do the job that it was built to do. All the cells
exactly
have a job in the body for the body to operate at optimal speed, right, or to operate in the way that it was meant to. But if it doesn't have the equipment or the tools or the nutrients in order to do that, then, yeah, things are going to break down. But if we can give our body those things, then all of a sudden everything starts working the way that it should, and we live a healthier life. So I think that's just so key in the message that you're sharing, is that for folks to understand that it's just really equipping our own body to do its own job.
Exactly. Exactly. We are just feeding the body the nutrition that it needs, the nutrition that it used to be able to get out of the food that was grown out of the ground. And we can no longer do that. We can't depend on that food to give us all of the nutrients that we need. Our bodies are being bombarded with toxins and impurities and poisons, unbelievable amounts that never used to happen. And now we're being hit with all this stuff. And people wonder why disease is so rampant now. And that's why. So we've got to protect ourselves. Keep your immune system high. Make sure you're getting all the nutrients that you need. And that includes the essential fatty acids, omega-3s, omega-6s, omega-9s.
Good stuff, Penny, as always. Well, folks, as we continue our talk about nutritional supplements, we are going to dig into trace minerals. What are they? Why do you need them? Where do you get them? Penny's going to give us all that and more on tomorrow's show.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.